Hello, Internet, and welcome to another episode of All My Issues. In this episode, episode 72, we talk about our Survivor bracket game thing that is going on right now, and we're going to elaborate on that and a few other things. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started.
Sam.
I'm Chris.
All right, and today we're going to talk about, what are we talking about, Sam?
Today we are going to discuss our tournament bracket, the Survivor tournament.
The Survivor game.
Yeah. So what it is we took some of our favorite heroes and heroines from some of our sci-fi horror movies, and we put them against each other. Now, one of the requirements were they had to at least appear in two or more movies. So they had to appear in the original and the sequel. So meaning that they survived more than one movie. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize that requirement. Okay.
Yes. Right. Yes. So, you know, being that it's a Survivor tournament.
I guess that makes sense.
Makes sense.
So, I see your logic there, Sam.
You see. So, you know, we put them together and we had people vote on Facebook. If you go to All of My Issues on Facebook, you can see the different rounds. We have right now, we're in the middle of round one. And if you want to see the bracket, you could go to our website at allofmyissues.com, and you can, it's not too late to print out the bracket and see how well you do. If you had picked the right people to win in the end. So it's kind of like March Madness, you know, since we did not have March Madness due to the current situation of coronavirus.
I disagree.
We are doing our own little March Madness. So, all right. So we're gonna kind of like dive into the first round. First matchup was Alice. Go ahead.
I was going to say, just so everyone knows, because I've been staying off of Facebook because it makes me hate the human race, I am coming up with having not heard at all.
Let's see. And it's a fresh take. So, all right, you guys ready to get started?
Let's do it.
All right. The first match in round one was Alice from Resident Evil series versus Sarah from the Descent movie series. Now, how familiar are you guys with each character? That's correct.
Yeah, I'm familiar with both of those.
Yeah. And Sarah survived, but that wasn't the original one.
Oh, yeah and no. Yes.
That was the happy ending after. Okay.
Because I think wasn't the other original ending where she was just in the cave and never got out.
I feel like the original ending, she got out to the car or something and got killed somehow. I don't remember. It's been a long time.
You have to go see that again. But I think between the two of those, I guess we could say the result, right? Because of the
this one's over. Yes.
I'll guess before you tell the
result. So the reason. Okay.
I feel Alice wins.
Yes. Yes.
She has guns.
Okay.
Lots of them.
She has guns.
She has guns. And she's kind of like got superpowers, kind of, too.
Well, I mean, like I think that showed up in what? Resident Evil 3 or something like that?
Something like that. Yeah, where it's like, okay, all right. She's got powers now. All right.
I have telekinesis. I can burn crows in midair.
Yeah. Like, whoa, okay. But, I mean, if I had to choose those two, I think the the winner out of those two, I think it sounds about right.
Yeah, I would have to like agree with you guys. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Sarah and I love The Descendant. It's one of my favorite movies. But Sarah has to go through like so much before she actually becomes like the kick butt person that she is, while Alice kind of just steps into kicking butt and taking names
right from the get-go. Yeah,
right from the get-go.
Alice is talking the first one or whatever, is stuck inside of a research lab against terrible things, and terrible technology as well as that. Meanwhile, all Sarah had to do was survive spelunking once. And I feel that Alice had a much better showing.
Yeah, that's probably true too.
Well, also Sarah had to deal with the betrayal of her husband cheating on her with her friend who's also in the cave with her.
Okay.
Just terrible after he died.
But we're talking about survival of in a horror movie setting, right?
Sometimes when someone steps out of you, that could be like a horror movie.
Oh, man.
That's fair.
But the results were in, and the people had spoken. And at 86%, Alice from Resident Evil will be moving on to the second round.
That's right. And so, also, that's one of the few, video game to movie transitions that worked pretty well, I think.
Well, for the most part, yeah, they made 5 movies, so.
Yeah.
And I watched 2 of them.
People liked them.
Yeah, I've watched at least 2 of them. Maybe 3.
I have seen all of them, to be honest with you. Not in the theater, but I've seen all of them.
Yeah, yeah. I may have gotten up to 4. I mean, there's 5. There's 5.
I think there's 5 of them. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I only watched the first
one. All right. Yeah. So should we go on to number 2?
The number 2 match, it was between Rachel Keller from the Ring series and Sheriff Martin Brody from the Jaws series.
So Brody, played by Roy Scheider, and what's her name? Naomi Watts?
Rachel Naomi Watts, yes.
Okay. I know which one I pick. I picked Brody.
Yeah. And that's who I would have picked too. And apparently that's who everybody else would pick too.
Yeah. Because this was our first sweep
in slam dunk.
It was 100% of our voters voted for Sheriff Brody. I mean, Rachel really didn't stand a chance. Yeah. And I was quite surprised, kind of.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how people are judging it necessarily, if they're judging it on the basis of the quality of the movie or what, but I mean, Jaws is pretty much,
Well, that's an incredibly high quality movie, but
right.
Just judging survivability, again, you have to look at what they get past. Brody takes, you know, goes out on a boat with a scientist and a grumpy, drunken sea captain and faces the shark head on. Meanwhile, what does she do? Yeah, she has to face off against Samara, but it's just a little girl in a well. I mean,
right. Pretty creepy. Pretty creepy girl, though.
Basically, she is creepy, but basically, you know, making someone else watch the video is the answer to her problem, right?
That's true.
Right. That she's a true. Terrible person. Right.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
She is a terrible person. So yes. So Sheriff Brody moves on. He will be facing Alice from Resident Evil in round two. So that ought to be interesting.
That should be. Yeah. Yeah.
That should be an interesting battle. Okay. Two for two. All right. Match number three: Laurie Strode from the Halloween series and Blood Rain from the Blood Rain series.
See, for this is probably one. Yeah, I didn't even know there was a second Blood Rain movie.
There's actually five. I think four. There's I think there's five. Four. There's four. Yes, there's four really? Blood Rain movies. There's four Blood Rain. Because there's Blood Rain, the third Rain, Blood Rain Deliverance. Yeah, there's about three.
And there's about three. Well, like if they were fighting it out, I'd go with Blood Rain. But just in terms of survivability, I'm saying Laurie Strode.
Laurie Strode. Okay. What about you, Rick?
I picked the same thing. Laurie Strode, Halloween.
Well, you guys were picking what the audience has picked. Laurie Strode won at 70% of the votes to Blood Rain's 30% of the votes. So Laurie will move on to round two.
I only watched the first Blood Rain and don't remember it.
That one had the most people that you might recognize from other movies.
Yeah, it had a Ben Kingston 2.9. It somehow still made five movies from that. That's crazy.
Yes. So.
Yeah, it has U Bowl, yeah. I think, right?
Yeah,
buddy. Did U Bowl direct all of this? He must have.
I'll have to look.
Because I think that guy just, he has money and he just makes things.
He's like, I want to make a Blood Rain movie.
Yeah.
The writer is Guinevere Turner. Huh.
Is Werner Herzog?
No, Guinevere Turner.
Oh, Guinevere Turner. Okay.
Now you might be wondering who that is. But as
I am
a Smith fan, you should remember
really
that he named one of the characters that they talk about in the Buick universe but never see, Gwen Turner. And I believe she is the basis, his crush on the record, part of the basis of Chasing Amy.
Really? Interesting. I did not know that.
I could be completely wrong. This is going by old 90s memories. but yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Huh. All right. So I guess we should move on to the next one. Right, Sam?
Yeah. All right. We'll move on to the next one. The next one is still round one, match number four, Nancy Thompson from the Nightmare on Elm Street movies versus Edgar Frog from the Lost Boys series.
Oh, that's a rough one. Ooh, is this a tie?
It is.
Okay, you guys said this was a tie.
This,
and Rick already answered.
Yeah, this one. Yeah, this one, according to our poll, is this one's tied up. So we have to choose a winner between the two.
Okay, I will tell you my logic. I'm going to go Nancy. And the reason I'm going Nancy is the level of threat faced, I feel, from Freddy Krueger is much higher level than a group of teenage vampires. Yeah, I'm sticking with Nancy.
Okay.
And that's what I did, and that's what I'm doing, I guess, too. And for similar reasons, and plus, I just you know, it's Corey Feldman.
Well,
maybe it was early '90s, and you were asking me this question. It'd be more of a difficult choice for me. But knowing what Feldman has become,
is he going to have those backup dancer singers with him?
My little angels. But I mean Edgar Frog, you know, did, you know, have his own like Lost Boy sequel movie, and you know, he was trying to sound tough, and you know, he had to take on Keith Sutherland's son or brother, was it? I can't remember which one in the second movie.
I watched the two Corey's documentary.
Oh.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Bold statements in there.
Interesting. I've been kind of wanting to watch that, because it's got to be like a train wreck, I imagine, watching the whole thing.
Honestly, it's just sad. You just watch it and you're like, ugh, all these people you're interviewing are all telling the same stories about being a child actor in Hollywood and how terrible it is. But then they lift off,
right,
and abuse them, and
yeah. That's messed up.
Yep, that's. I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, so I said it's probably not the same place, but I said it anyway.
So with that being said, the tie breaker has been broken, and Nancy will be moving on to the second round. Which, you know what? I'm going to be honest. I was surprised that this one was that came up with the tie. To be honest.
I was too. That's what I'm like.
Because it's like, I know everyone loves Lost Boys, but it's like, yeah. If you're comparing the two, it's like Nancy is clearly.
That's what I'm saying too. That's what shocks me about. I love the Lost Boys movie. I mean, it's a fantastic movie. But you're saying, like when you're comparing those two characters. There's no contest to me in my mind.
Apparently people felt differently, but that so the matchup for round two is going to be Laurie Strode versus Nancy Thompson in round two, so that ought to be interesting.
Yeah.
Ooh, that will be. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there. Round two next time. Yeah, next time. Yeah, yeah. Round two hasn't started yet. We're still in round one.
Yep. I mean, finishing that out.
We'll wait for a while, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, next.
I just want you both to know that there was a joke that I wanted to make, but I didn't make it. I took the moral high ground and did not make it. So, we need to move on quickly before it comes out.
Okay. All right.
Next match.
The next match is match number five: Ellen Ripley from the Alien series versus Clarice Starling from the Silence of the Land. Silence of the Lambs.
Ellen Ripley.
Ripley. So
that's what I want. Yep.
Yep. So 92% 92% of our audience thought Ripley would be a better survivor. So there you are. Ripley moves on to the second round. I was not surprised about this one. I was surprised that someone voted for Clarice, but, you know.
I mean, she's a very intelligent, strong female character, and nothing against her. But
yes.
Ellen Ripley, it might be the strongest female character in science fiction movies that I can think of. And furthermore, Clarice Starling in the books ended up being brainwashed by Hannibal Lecter and like living the rest of her life.
That is true.
So everything good she had coming out of the first book, Hannibal just peed all over.
Yeah. All right. Match number six. Blade from the Blade series versus Cindy Campbell from the Scary Movie series.
I got to go Cindy Campbell on this. No, I'm kidding.
The surprising thing to me here is that somebody voted for Cindy Campbell.
Well, I can see why. I can kind of, you know, because Cindy Campbell actually has, what, 4 movies under her belt, while Blade only has 3.
Oh, that's, I guess that's a good point.
He does have a television series and an animated series under his belt too, but I mean, for if you look at it like through the Scary movies, like Cindy Campbell was getting hit with a lot of stuff to the head and made it through all 4 movies.
Yeah,
at one point she was even stuck to a ceiling for a period of time. Fought a cat, you know. Fought aliens, so you know it was a weird matchup. Yeah. And unfortunately, I think Cindy Campbell just, you know, got the short end of the straw by having to go up against Blade. So
yeah, for sure. I mean,
I did not realize that there were 5 Scary Movies, though. That's a pretty strong franchise.
Cindy Campbell does not have a Marvel movie in the works, does she?
So. No, she does not. Yeah. So it will be in the second round. It will be Blade versus Ripley. That ought to be an interesting battle too. I'm looking forward to round 2. It's starting to shape up a little nice here.
How did Cindy Campbell do versus Blade? Like, what was the percentage?
The percentage was Blade was 82% to Cindy Campbell's 18%.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So I think like 1 or 2 people. All right, the next matchup. Now, these are still being voted on and stuff, but we just wanted to let you know, and you can go to All of My Issues Facebook page and cast your votes before it's too late. Match number 7 is Andy Bearclaw from Child's Play versus Hellboy from the Hellboy series.
Who is it from Hellboy?
Hellboy.
Oh, Hellboy.
Hellboy representing Hellboy.
Okay.
From Hellboy, yep.
All right. Versus?
The kid from Child's Play.
Andy from Child's Play.
So you're talking about the literal son of Satan versus...
Yes.
Yeah. A pretty fair matchup, I think. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, like, let's see. Andy has the total series of Child Plays movies are, I think, 7 plus 1 reboot. And Andy has been in 3. He's been in 5 of them.
Really? Oh, wow. Was he in the reboot?
No. Yeah. Well, 6 if you count the reboot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because there's...
I'm gonna go on a limb here and vote for the bringer of the apocalypse. So Andy wins.
Andy wins. So far.
So Hellboy.
So see, I would have thought this would be interesting because, you know, like Hellboy has the two movies plus the reboot, and you know he had the comics and everything. But I would have thought that at least with the recent made straight to DVD movies of the recent Child's Plays, The Curse of Chucky and The Cult of Chucky, that maybe Andy would try to pull a little more weight. But so far, looks like Hellboy is in the lead by a very large margin in the polls right now. So it's going to take quite a miracle because, you know, right now it's like 11 hours for people to vote, and it will take a miracle for Andy to pull out an upset win over Hellboy.
Yeah.
So if everything stays the course, Hellboy will be...
I've never been able to be scared of Child's Play.
Yeah. So if it stays the course, I think Hellboy is going to pull it off.
Yeah, it looks like it, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the numbers too.
Yeah.
I like both those movies, you know, honestly, but I don't know if I've seen I have not seen every Child's Play movie.
I have seen Child's Play 1 through 3, Bride of Chucky, and is it Son of Chucky? Son of Chucky.
I think I stopped at Bride of Chucky. I think that's where I stopped. But
yeah, I think that's where I stopped. I stopped movie ahead.
There you go. And I haven't seen the latest Hellboy movie either. But
no. It wasn't too bad. I'm still a Ron Perlman guy, so.
But yeah, that's kind of how I am. I think he's, yeah.
All right, match number 8.
Match
Finn
number
Shepherd from Sharknado versus Mary Beth Dunstan from the Hatchet series.
All right, I'm just going to be honest.
Who you got? Neither the Sharknados?
I've never seen any of the Sharknados or any of the Hatchet movies.
Oh, really?
Wow. Well, I didn't get your autograph.
I've only seen parts of the Sharknado movies, to be honest with you, but I've seen the Hatchet movie.
Okay.
Yeah. The Hatchet movie I saw. I enjoyed the Hatchet movie. And this is probably the one where I'm probably diverging from most other people, but I picked Hatchet.
You picked the Hatchet? Okay.
Yeah.
So right now it's pretty close. Finn is up by about 2 votes, so there's still time for people to vote. And hopefully, you know, get people to vote, and maybe Mary Beth Hatchet will prevail. We'll see what happens here. But
yeah.
I thought that was a pretty good matchup. I mean,
it is. I think so. Yeah, it's a little bit more contested than the other ones. I think. So,
yeah.
You know. Yeah.
So
3 sequels.
I'm trying to remember. I think there's like 5 shark. 4.
There's 4 shark.
There's 3 Hatchets, and the Victor, the main villain's name is another movie. It's like the 4th movie.
Victor Crowley. Yeah.
Victor Crowley is 4th.
Yeah, I meant just that there was 3 sequels to the original movie, so 4 total movies. That's crazy.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either. That is crazy.
Yep, wow. And then Sharknado was got 5. So, yeah, it's pretty close.
Wow.
It's got Robert England.
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
And we'll find somebody else on our in our tournament that was in a Hatchet movie too, but we'll get to that person later.
All right.
All right. Match number nine, we have Cindy Prescott from the Scream series versus Arkin O'Brien from the Collector series. Now, for me, I didn't vote, but I thought this was an interesting matchup because, yes, Cindy has four movies under her belt and The Collector only has two. But if you've seen The Collector and some of those traps, those were pretty evil traps.
Yeah, I like The Collector movies, actually. I enjoyed those.
He turned a whole house party into a death trap. It's
like, right.
It's like, serious?
Right. It's like, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I enjoyed it. I found it entertaining. But I had to go with Cindy on that one, though.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will go with the Scream series because, you know, of how much it impacted everyone, the horror genre, and like basically rebooted the horror genre.
That's true. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
So, Chris, what do you think?
I agree. You said her name was Cindy Sheldon?
Prescott.
Cindy Prescott.
Who? Cindy Prescott, yeah.
No, the character's name. Okay, I just think...
Yeah, Cindy Prescott.
The scary movie girl was named Cindy Campbell, right?
Right, that was the whole play. Yeah. The play on words.
I was just... hearing them said out loud. It made me realize what I should have realized long ago.
So, all right, match number 10, Selena from the Underworld series versus Julie James from I Know What You Did Last Summer. Now, I'm not gonna lie, both of them are hot. I like Celine in the leather, and I like Julie in the tank top. So, turning around in the rain, so this was kind of hard for me.
Whoa,
that's what she said. You know what? I wasn't trying to, but I thought about it later.
This one is so far pretty unanimous, it looks like. And I gotta say the one I voted for is also the one that is is winning.
Yeah. I think the whole problem.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say
I think the whole
quarantine timing. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was gonna say that I don't know if people could vote for a person who didn't know where the capital of what was it, Colombia or something? It was like super ridiculous, where it's like you're in college and you didn't know that. I can't remember what the country was, but if Brandy survives your movie, then maybe you're not much of a survivor. But I do like you in 9-1-1 and The Ghost Whisperer.
You know what? The Ghost Whisperer, that was kind of a fun little series that I didn't finish watching it, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. A little corny, but you know.
I like Robot Chicken take on it.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Oh, you gotta look it up.
All right, I might have to refresh my memory. I thought I've seen all the Robot Chickens, but I don't know.
It's like Yeah.
But I don't. Did Chris pick one? Did he?
Well, I think it goes without saying. I'm assuming Underworld is
the leather pants. Yeah. Yeah. It's can't. You can't.
You can't really beat that.
No. Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I gotta say that she has a better chance of surviving.
This is true. Yeah, this is true. That makes sense. There, your logic is infallible.
She is a death dealer.
She is.
Whenever we're done all right, with Survivor bracket, we should have a killer bracket as well, and then we could put the killer versus the survivor, the winner of the two, who wins. Who?
Oh, that would be kind of cool. Yeah,
that like would that. Be kind of cool. Yeah, tune in to more episodes of All of My Issues.
Yeah, we're coming up with ideas as we speak.
All right, round number 11. Christy Cotton from the Hellraiser series versus the Warrens from the Conjuring series. Now, remember, The Conjuring was based off of real events, so...
I mean, yeah.
Based on the real skeletons, but...
Yeah. Which picture the story do you like better? Hellraiser or The Conjuring?
I mean, their survival was legendary in hell.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Hellraiser survivor.
Okay.
Again, I can't be scared of dogs.
Well, you would not be. or sheets, or, you know, right. Sheets covering furniture. Well, right now, currently, Hellraiser is up by one vote. So it's a lot closer than you think.
I know. I'm kind of surprised by that. That's one of the more surprising ones that you hear, I think, is this.
Well, I think since The Conjuring is more, maybe the more recent one, Hellraiser had movies directed DVD like a few years ago, but the most people remember what Hellraiser and Hellraiser 2. So
yeah,
once you get past those.
But, yeah, the franchise kind of goes downhill.
Kind of goes a little downhill, but we'll see what happens. We'll see if the Warrens can pull out a last-minute victory from the jaws of defeat. Yeah. Now, match number 12, which I was excited for, this one. Tommy Jarvis from Friday the 13th series versus Dan Torrance from the Shining / Dr. Sleep. And
I haven't seen the Dr. Sleep either. It's on my list of things I wanted to see, but I was kind of surprised by this one, but
I haven't seen it.
Dr. Sleep?
Yes.
What'd you think?
That was great.
Did you really? Okay, good.
I still got to see it.
The director was put in the impossible place of making a sequel to a book and a movie that were not the same.
That is true.
And I think he did a fantastic job.
Oh, good. I'm going to have to. Maybe I'll watch that this weekend.
Yeah. I wanted to go see that.
It's a book adaptation that sequelizes the movie. So.
Okay.
It does. It's really good.
That makes sense. I mean, since more people have probably seen the movie than. I think that movie and that book is probably somewhat equal, that people have seen the movie and read the books.
That could be. That's like one of my. That's probably. That's up there as one of my favorite Stephen King books, probably.
Yeah,
it's not my favorite.
I do think probably more people have seen the movie. Even though it's a bestseller, but more people see movies than.
Yeah.
Books, but. But what's funny is that. Stephen King hates the movie.
Oh, yeah. He hates the movie. He hates The Shining.
Regardless, yeah. Take Danny Torrance.
And right now, the public would agree with you. Danny Torrance is up by three votes.
Corey Feldman.
So. he is over two. He is 0-2. I realized it, but not realized it until right now.
that's true. Now that's right. Right.
Three different actors played Tommy Jarvis.
For keeping on surviving, but
yeah, that's true.
Him and his little angels.
Oh man.
All right, match number 13. And I made this match especially for Rick.
I guess, man.
Mike and Reggie from the Phantasm movies versus Dale and Tucker from the Dale and Tucker versus Evil movies. Now, this is Dale and Tucker are the only participants in this bracket who only has one movie.
And I'm going to say this too. I'm a little bit shocked by this the results of this.
Wow.
They made such a great impression that I had to put them in the bracket. It's such a great movie.
That's the thing. I gotta say Dale and Tucker.
Wow! That's you and most everybody else. I think really? I think I'm the only one that voted for Phantasm.
You have one more person.
I love both those movies, but like, yeah, Phantasm. I think it's pretty good. I mean, it's some of the movies are a little bit weird and whatever, but I think that's a pretty solid franchise for the most part, but.
Here's my reasoning. First of all, we have to look at the names of the movies. All the others had to do was survive phantasms. The other one had to survive evil.
That is true. You know what? That is true. That is true.
That is true.
The actual villains, you got an old guy and his balls.
I never really heard it put that way, but you're right. You're right. I mean, his balls are pretty shiny, though. Yeah. He's got some shiny balls.
I mean, they're sharp.
He throws them around everywhere.
He does. I mean, the places his balls have been, it's kind of crazy. Think about
it. Silver nuggets. But I don't know if this is a fair. In all honesty, I don't know if this is a fair. Well, I love the Phantasm movies. Tucker and Dale's hilarious. They would survive, but not through any fault of their own.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. That is true too. They're both good, great movies. Yeah.
So far in the voting, which is still open, Dale and Tucker are in a commanding lead. So if you want to help, want to help Rick out, go and vote for.
This is kind of one of the ones where I kind of feel like it's a toss up between these two, as far as like movies that I'm not going to be upset if Dale and Tucker versus Evil win,
right. But,
cause it's a, how could I be?
Actually was showing that to Connor.
Which one, Dale and Tucker versus Evil? Yeah.
three quarters of the way through the movie before my wife came home and I turned it off.
So, Do not tell your brother.
They were all in the room. I told them not to watch the screen.
Oh my goodness. All right.
All right.
Match
the
number
14th match.
For the 14th match, Alice Johnson from the Nightmare on Elm Street. She is the Dream Master. Wanted to make sure people know that. And, you know, this is another entry from the Nightmare on Elm Street, and that could tell you how much of an impact this series is. Versus Billy from Gremlins.
That's a rough one.
It is.
I mean, this is gonna sound terrible, but I don't really. I guess Billy is who I have to go with. Unless they're
so Alice,
like one of the dreams.
Yeah. Oh, Alice.
See, I went with Billy too, and I just got a soft spot in my heart for that movie Gremlins. So I love that movie, man.
Yeah, come here. Alice is the Dream Master, so she's been in two movies: Dream Master and The Dream Child. So you know she had to face Freddy trying to take over her unborn son, and then you know get sucked into the Elm Street kids drama because she's not from Elm Street, but. But I think the public felt kind of the same way, Chris, of being torn because this is a close match also. Billy is ahead by one vote currently in the tournament. So if he can hang on, he will move on to the second round.
Yeah.
But I could see why people are a little hesitant and a little torn from this one. So this was a matchup that I kind of was torn also. So, all right. I think it. Yeah. Yes. Do that. In fact, I think when I filled out my bracket, I think I had Alice beating Billy, and it was heartbreaking for me because I was like, I love Gremlins. I was like, which one? I don't know. You know, so it was kind of heartbreaking for me. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if Alice can pull out a win or not. But Billy is in the lead by one.
Yeah.
All right. Match number.
You gotta look at Billy was able to date Phoebe Cates, right?
Yes,
that's true. Yeah, yeah. So, and you know what? And then that would kind of give Corey Feldman a win because he's in that movie too.
He is in that movie. Corey Feldman is making. He's gonna somehow survive.
He is somehow.
I'm a survivor.
I think a teenage Corey Feldman would beat up adult Corey Feldman.
I think Goonies Corey Feldman would beat up adult Corey Feldman.
That's, you know, yeah. All right.
Match number 15.
15.
Ash Williams from the Evil Dead series versus Charlie Brewster and Peter Vincent from Fright Night series.
Oh, man, I love Fright Night.
Now, I personally thought this was an interesting matchup because it's like it's 2-on-1, but it's Ash, so...
Yeah, Ash wins.
This one toward me also because it's I love Fright Night, both the originals and even I like the remake too.
Yeah, it's not, the remake's not bad. Yeah, yeah.
I actually like the remake. I thought it was pretty fun. Thought Colin Farrell wasn't too bad. I thought. So, what do you think,
David
Chris?
David Tennant was pretty good. And
I mean, yeah. Ash wins every time, but Fright Night is amazing. But I mean, you look at all the deadites and everything that Ash had to survive, cutting off his own hand.
Yeah, he'll go. Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, realistic vampiric Humperdinck is good, but
Army of Deadites. Yeah, yeah. That's
Ash did it all by himself, sometimes having to kill his own friends. He didn't have Cornelius from Planet of the Apes to back him up.
That's true. That is true. Yeah.
But I love Fright.
You know, well, I think.
I wish.
What's that?
I wish they had that you could watch online the TV edited versions of horror movies. Because there are so many movies that I saw TV edited versions of when I was too young to watch the movie itself. That I would like to show my kids, but then I can't, and I think Fright Night is one of those.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's funny you say it, because I've kind of run into that myself, like with like movies like Terminator and stuff like that. Those are like movies that I saw originally on on TV as the edited version, but
yeah, you've got to be like, oh, do I want my kids to see, you know, boobs or terrible violence that, you know, I like horror movies, but there's just a lot of them that aren't appropriate for an 11-year-old, but would be if you just took out a couple of scenes.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Or specific language.
Yes.
But Terminator is one of those movies that I should honor that I just had to be very careful. I knew when the scene was coming up. I was like, okay, we're going to shut your eyes and I'm going to fast forward.
Yeah, because, yeah, if not, yeah, just if not for like a scene or two, yeah, that's, yeah.
And you need to see Terminator before you see Terminator 2.
Right.
Much friendlier. But Fright Night is one of those movies
yeah.
I would like to watch. I remember loving it when I was 12, but I only ever watched it at that point, the regular TV version.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I've seen the TV version until after I've seen the movie version.
I was watching
That's weird.
Movies at an early age. I was 9 on Halloween and they showed the original Night of the Living Dead at like 4 in the afternoon. And I watched That terrified me.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, buddy.
13, I was watching all horror movies, just usually edited version. What number are we on?
All right. Last match?
This is the last match of round one. Okay. Carrie Ann Freeling from the Poltergeist movies versus Brad Brown from the Critters movies.
So the little girl that got sucked in the TV is who we're talking about?
Yeah, yep.
That's the little girl who got sucked in the TV versus the young boy from Critters 1 and 2. Because as you know, Critters 3 had Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's right.
His first movie.
Well, where do you go from that?
Yeah, that guy, he never had a chance at a career. Or anything.
Pains to Critters 3. doesn't have much
of a slippery slope.
Yep.
No.
I mean,
this one kind of surprised me, actually.
It kind of surprised me too. Because, you know, I was like,
I'm going to say that the Critters 3 character has to be the one moving on, because, I mean, the little girl is just, you know, she gets sucked into a TV, which she doesn't do.
Though,
to survive. She just has to survive.
Well, I mean, she'd been taken over to the other side so many times.
Yeah.
Like, you can only go to the dark realm so many times and keep coming back. So you gotta give her credit for that.
Disappear in half the movies.
And being scared. I mean, and you know what? She also survived her parents shipping her off to her aunt's house in the big city because they needed a break from all the poltergeists that were happening around her. Oh, Brad Brown is putting a stomping on poor Carrie Ann. As of right now.
I mean, I understand.
Yeah.
Even though the quality of the first Poltergeist movie far outweighs the quality of all of the Critters movies.
Yeah.
I vote he's got a chance of surviving.
I mean, okay, well, like I said,
if they were fighting, I gotta go for him as well, because A, I can't imagine it's too hard to take that little girl, and B, if she does her TV trick, you just break the TV.
Point.
That's a good point, but that's a good point. So, yeah, so that is the end of round one. So, if all else stands, it would be Brad Brown versus Ash in the second round. It would be Billy versus Dale and Tucker in the second round. It would be Danny versus Christy in the second round. And it will be Celine versus Sydney Prescott in the second round. So, and then, you know, if all stands, it will be Hellboy. Well, actually, who's winning? I think Finn is winning, and that's like a close margin. If Finn holds out, he would be moving on and taking on Hellboy. So I think round two is going to be a little more interesting, a little more tight.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. A little more heated.
So we're gonna see who's going to battle it out. So do you guys have an early prediction of who you think is going to take it all, or?
For me.
Or should we?
Just looking at this right now, I think it comes down between Ash and Ripley, with Ash winning.
Okay.
Yeah, I could see that. I kind of agree with that.
Well, we will see. This will.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll see what happens in round two.
Yeah.
But again, you can still vote. Go on Facebook to allofmyissues.com, and the polls that are still open, you can vote and make sure you share with your friends, talk about it, have a debate about it. We'll discuss it with you. Comments, get likes, and share with everyone and get everyone involved, since we are all quarantined to our homes and places, not going anywhere.
That's right.
So So yeah, you can check us out on our website, allmanissues.com. You can also check us out, listen to our podcast on Google Play and
iTunes
and podcast,
yeah,
and other places you listen to podcasts.
That's right. And also check out our website, allmyissues.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that wraps it up for tonight. I don't know if anything else we want to say before we sign off.
Not really. Hope everyone stays safe. And maybe about time you listen to this, you'll just be in time to see the new episodes of Rick and Morty.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Something to look forward to. All right. I guess we'll sign off then. And then thanks for listening.
All right. See you later.
Later. Bye.